kinds of beans do you have?
Well, we have the running beans. They're the best kind, too.
Is that the kind you break up?
Yeah. You're running out of these bunch of beans, they don't grow very long. They grow about that high, and they're not good. I mean, the bean. Mm-hmm. But now the other bean, they grow long, and they're really good.
And
the running beans.
What do you call that one that you break the hull off of and just use the bean itself?
Well, you just string the end, each end of it, and break it, and it's in a string sense, you know, to pull on off when you're breaking it up.
And the kind that you don't break up, but that you peel the hull off of and you don't eat the hull.
Is that peas?
Okay, are the big flat ones, butter beans or lima beans?
Butter beans.
Yeah.
You shell them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Lima beans.
And do you use a vegetable that grows up like this, grows on a little plant like so, and then pods, just little long pods, green?
Pepper?
Well, no, there's different kinds of peppers too, aren't there?
This kind of pepper, all the pepper I've ever known grows up that way.
Uh-huh. Well,
I was wondering, bell pepper, now the bell pepper would be around.
Right. I was wondering about the okra. Do you use okra?
Yeah. Okay, some yesterday, some peas.
Yeah. How'd you say it?
I call that okra.
Okay. How?
Huh?
How was it?
I call it okra.
Okay.
You know, I put it in peas. You know, it's good to be cooked in peas and butter beans and cabbage.
Uh-huh.
Drop a few down in there.
Okay. And you were talking about turnip tops that you fix with the corn dodger and dumplings. What other kinds of greens do you have?
When I had a garden, I had cabbage and collards and turnips and rutabagas. Just anything that had a top to it. We planted everything.
Okay, and lettuce, if you buy it, it's loose or it comes in a...
Well, you can grow it too, just that way.
How do you call that when it's...
Lettuce.
And if it's in a ball like that, you say, I'm going to get two of lettuce. Two what?
Two heads of lettuce.
Okay. Do you ever use that word to count children, like somebody's got three head of children, two boys and two girls? Have you ever heard that said?
Huh?
No, okay. What about, a whole lot of something, if somebody had seven boys and seven girls, you might say, well, he really had a children. What word would you think of you just mean... whole bunch of them.
See, they got a crowd.
A crowd. All right. Did you ever hear the word passel?
Passel.
Passel. Mm-hmm. No? Everybody say a passel of children? On the outside of an ear of corn is a...
There's that woman again. She don't see that car.
On the outside of an ear of corn is a...
Shuck.
And what kind of corn do you call it, the one that you eat off the cob? You boil?
Well, that's the golden dent. That's what we always use.
Okay.
We use a yellow corn.
And if you have it on the plate, on the table, do you have...
Yeah, just cut it maybe half in two and put it on it. And just gnaw it off with the teeth.
Okay, and do you call it, when it's on the table like that, do you call it anything special? Like roasting ears?
Mm-hmm, the corn.
Okay, you don't say roasting ears, either. Sweet corn?
I say corn.
Corn. Okay. Have you ever heard roasting ears or mutton corn, either one?
I have never heard of that.
Okay. What about that little thing that grows up at the top of the stalk of corn, right at the very top?
That's the tarsum.
Okay.
That's where the corn starts at, is a tarsum.
Okay. And on the ear, the little fine thread-like things that you have to clean off before you cook the corn. The hair-like stuff on an ear of corn, what do you call that?